The next reason that God created sex is for pleasure. And I'm going to read you some passages out of Song of Songs. I'm going to start in chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 11. And this is him speaking to her on their wedding night. He says, "Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. You are a garden locked up, my sister, my bride. You are a spring enclosed, a sealed fountain. Your plants are an orchard of pomegranates with choice fruits, with henna and nard, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, every kind of incense tree, with myrrh and aloes and all the finest spices. You are a garden fountain, a well of flowing water streaming down from Lebanon." And she says to him, "Awake, north wind, and come, south wind. Blow on my garden that its fragrance may spread everywhere. Let my beloved come into his garden and taste its choice fruits." In other words, "All right, baby, I'm there. Let's get it on." And then he says afterwards, "I've come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I've gathered my myrrh with my spice. I've eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I've drunk my wine and my milk." And then there's this little part that it's usually designated friends. And it says, "Eat, friends, and drink. Drink your fill of love." And a lot of people think that this is God speaking over them on their wedding night. Eat, friends, and drink. Drink your fill of love. And it's drink your fill of love to the point of getting drunk. Like, get drunk on each other. Be intoxicated. Drink your fill. Don't hold back. And so God intended sex for this amazing experience of pleasure. Now, I like to challenge women on this idea of whether God created sex for pleasure, because there is a certain connection with pleasure or overindulgence with sin, right? I mean, you could have one glass of wine, and that's okay. But you have a lot of wine, this overindulgence, like, that's not okay, right? But God is saying, like, in the marriage bed, in a loving marriage, where you're both loving and serving, and it's mutually enjoyable, like, get drunk on each other. Don't hold back. And are there times that we as women hold back and think, well, that's not okay, or that's too much, or that's too much pleasure, or, well, I can't be like the ways that sex has been corrupted and porn. I can't have that much freedom. I can't show myself that much. I can't. And so I think that it's important for maybe for both husbands and wives to say, you know what, God is extending this gift of immense pleasure and freedom in the marriage bed, in a loving marriage. Are we embracing that and receiving that gift? Or are we saying, no, I don't know if that's safe. I don't know if that's okay. The other question that I think we need to bring up when we talk about sex being for pleasure is that true for wives? And I want to show you a slide here to help you understand, did God design wives for pleasure? And the first thing that I want you to understand is that God gave women a clitoris, a part of the body whose only purpose is pleasure. Every other part of both men and women's body has some other purpose. But the clitoris has absolutely no other purpose than giving the wife pleasure. It is packed with twice as many nerves as the man's penis. Highly sensitive, highly responsive. And God gave it to wives for the only purpose of pleasure. The other question is, well, does my wife need to have an orgasm all the time? Does she need to experience orgasm all the time? Is she even capable of experiencing orgasm and pleasure on a regular basis? And so I want to give you some stats to just kind of to get you thinking about this. The first stat is that women who masturbate reach orgasm 95% of the time. And so that tells me that women's bodies are at least capable of experiencing pleasure on a regular basis. Many women are capable of multiple orgasms. But here's the thing. 2/3 of women don't orgasm from intercourse alone. They need other kinds of stimulation. It might be manual stimulation, using hands, fingers, vibrator. It might be stimulation from a mouth or a tongue. But intercourse alone doesn't stimulate most women's clitoris enough to create an orgasm. And so if sex is going to be mutually enjoyable, right, we talked in the first section about how God intended sex to be mutual between husbands and wives, the sex is going to have to be redefined to work for both husbands and wives, where what people call foreplay, right, arousing the wife is not done just in order to get her to have intercourse, but it's done to create pleasure for her. Now, a lot of people might be under the idea that wives are supposed to orgasm during intercourse. And some women do, and some women don't. And some women can if they have extra stimulation. But God created all of our bodies unique, different shapes, different sizes. And there are a lot of things that need to come into play in order to make intercourse more enjoyable. But the truth is that many women will not orgasm that way. And it's not that we're broken or that there's anything wrong with us. It's simply that God created us different than men. And so husbands are going to need to learn how to create experiences for their wives to orgasm in different ways so that it can be mutual and enjoyable. Now, I've read plenty of marriage books, many of them Christian marriage books, that would imply that women don't really care that much about orgasm. And they'll say something like, "Husbands, you know what? Sometimes your wife doesn't really need to orgasm. She's happy to just cuddle with you." Well, I've asked the women in classes, and I put the question this way. Would you rather orgasm and then cuddle, or would you rather just cuddle? And to me, it's like, why would you want to just cuddle when you can also orgasm? And so women, I think that they want sex to be mutually enjoyable. I think sometimes they feel like it's not possible because they don't understand how their bodies work, or they feel like they don't want to make their husband feel bad. And so this is an area that takes a lot of hard communication. It requires husbands and wives vulnerably sharing, talking, showing in order to create a sex life that is mutually enjoyable, where both husbands and wives experience pleasure. And we have to stop believing this lie that sex will just naturally happen and we don't have to work at it, or the lie that husbands will know what to do, because wives' bodies are very different than their husbands. And we need to give wives permission to understand their own bodies and to help their husbands understand their bodies. And so don't believe for a second that a wife is not capable of enjoying pleasure on a regular basis. Don't make women feel like second-class citizens because Our bodies don't work like men's. God has a design to this. And God intended sex to be pleasurable for both husbands and wives.